Geopolitical tensions are escalating, inflation is raging despite what they say. Stocks are sinking, debt is rising, and your own financial future isn't looking too clever. Yet gold endures crisis. Wars, disasters, no calamity has beaten gold. While paper assets crash and burn, gold endures. You need to take a fresh look at gold steadying your portfolio. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with new IRAs this month. Help shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investments IRA. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Hey, everybody. It's on the Charlie Kirk Show. We start with a tweet from DeSantis sympathizers that are warning about what could be happening in 2024. Some of it's exaggerated. Some of it is really smart. We take a step back and ask the question, are we ready for what's coming next? Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. This is a very thoughtful episode, so text it to your friends and make sure you are subscribed to our podcast. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Get engaged with America Fest and come to America Fest at amfest.com. AMFEST.com. That is amfest.com. Come to America Fest. It's going to be amazing, everybody. Amfest.com. The biggest speakers in the movement, Bannon, Vivek, Tucker, Patrick, Bet David, amfest.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I was sent this tweet on Sunday night by James Lindsay. James Lindsay's amazing. Dr. James Lindsay. He'll be at America Fest, by the way. James is a great friend. We've done a lot of things together. I really, really appreciate him. And he says, hey, Charlie, take a look at this tweet. Seems like there's some exaggeration here, but have you thought deeply about the contents here? And anytime James Lindsay sends me anything, I take it seriously. He's a great thinker. He's a PhD in mathematics. He loves liberty. He's terrific. And he had the courage to say he was voting for Donald Trump in 2020 against the woke CRT regime. So the tweet is this, and this is important. The latest poll showed Donald Trump up 50 or 60 points in the Republican primary. The latest poll shows Donald Trump somewhere near 70% of support of Republican primary voters. There is no Nikki Haley campaign. The DeSantis campaign is imploding. So the DeSantis defenders, and by the way, we love Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is America's greatest governor. I think he has a great political future. He's got to go back to Florida, keep it red, keep on passing solid laws, go back to Tallahassee. This presidential race was not for you. You had bad people around it. You got bad advice. You did not come to our Turning Point Action Conference in July. It was a terrible mistake. I think that was the beginning of the end of your campaign, not just because of that, but that whole season. You decided not to say hello to nearly 6,000, 7,000 grassroots activists in your home state, and That was a mistake. But Governor DeSantis, you've been a friend for years. Hope you go back to Florida. Rest, reload, unify. Okay, but the DeSantis defenders are bitter. And I get it. I'd be bitter too. I'd be bitter if I was paid a bunch of money by the DeSantis super PAC and the DeSantis campaign, and I was told that Ron DeSantis was going to beat Trump. And every month you see it just kind of collapse like a slow motion car wreck. And the DeSantis people, there's about 20 or 30 of them, and they are committed. They are very, very committed. And they have a whole new approach to explaining why Donald Trump is winning the way he is. Okay, so the latest primary poll shows Donald Trump, Morning Consult. This is a nationwide Republican primary poll. Donald Trump up 54 points. Trump 67%, DeSantis 13%. So Donald Trump is up anywhere between 50 to 60 points. In Iowa, it shows he's up 31 points. And in Florida, he's up against DeSantis 60 to 19. Okay, so the DeSantis people are starting to realize that this primary campaign, it's not going to materialize the way they thought. They still say, wait for Iowa, wait for Iowa, wait for Iowa. But the smart DeSantis people are starting to see the writing on the wall. And they're starting to have to try to explain this away. They're trying to have to explain why this is happening. And the way that they're explaining it is interesting. It's a little bit much. It's a little bit rich. But their kind of community of losers, they actually are stumbling upon something super smart and very important. So this kind of online, and I hold nothing against these people. I haven't fought with them. Some of them have come after me really nastily. I've been friends with them before. This whole primary has made people lose their minds. I forgive this stuff pretty easily. If you want to unify ahead of the election, so be it. All on board. Let's defeat Biden, okay? But if you, for those of you that are not on Twitter or X or whatever they call it, the nastiness between MAGA influencers and DeSantis influencers, I mean, it makes Gettysburg look like a picnic. I mean, it's been unbelievable. It's bloodbath, okay? It has reached a fever pitch, and these people are seeing the writing on the wall. Okay, God bless them for that. But they have an explanation. The DeSantis community have an explanation as to why Trump is winning. And they think it's because it's all a psyop. They think that Donald Trump's success is a project of the intel agencies, effectively. Let me read this tweet. Now, part of this tweet is a launching pad for some extremely smart stuff. Now, in their kind of fever of trying to explain why DeSantis is down 50 points, they stumble into stuff that I don't think those of us that want to win back the White House have gamed out correctly. Okay, so this tweet is from Tara Saravitis. I think she's a DeSantis person based on who she tagged in her tweet. But anyway, she says this. The Democrats are running a psyop on GOP voters, and we're walking right into their trap. Bookmark this handy guide to watch it go down in 2024. Now, consolidate Republican voters behind Trump by convincing Republicans with manipulated polls that Trump can easily beat Biden. Ignore or don't promote the internals of these polls that show if Trump is convicted, Biden, as popular as he is, beats Trump by 6 or 10 points, cheating or no cheating. Okay, yeah, so this is obviously written by a DeSantis sympathizer. So let's start there. I think there's some truth to this. Do I think that it's some sort of op of some people sitting in a room? Probably not. Do I think that there might be a little whisper campaign to make the polls look Trump stronger than he actually is? There might be some truth to that. There is a poll that came out today that shows Trump up 10 points in Michigan. I'm sorry, that's not going to happen. Period. Do not fall for that. That is pure unadulterated hopium. It reminds me of the Kerry Lake polling that came out just weeks before the Arizona election that showed Kerry Lake up massive. I think it was 11 or 12 points. It was so ridiculous. We obviously know that was not the end result. That might have been the sentiment, but that wasn't the result. Remember, they mesmerized us with these polls that a red wave is coming. They hypnotized us, and we ended up probably not working as hard as we could have. So in the tweet, they say, look, these polls are a op to try to make you support Trump. Now, listen, I got to disagree with the DeSantis, Tara Saravitis people. People are not supporting Donald Trump in a primary campaign because of CNN polls, okay? Not a single person in the grassroots, not a single donor to Turning Point Action or Turning Point USA that supported Donald Trump this last weekend that I was with said, you know what? I really support Donald Trump because CNN says that Donald Trump is up 10 points on Biden. No, no one is looking at CNN for the reason of that. But she does make a good point, Tara Saravitis, that these polls very well might be used as a nudge to try and get us in a passive instead of an active posture. Now, are the polls really being manipulated to make Trump look that stronger? It would be a massive operation. I'm open to it. But it is probably true that even accurate polls overstate how strong Trump will be in 11 months. Okay, Tara continues in this tweet. December, January, the mainstream media runs a relentless media campaign to ensure Nikki Haley, a uniparty member who's essentially a Democrat, I agree, is maneuvered into second position in the Republican primary as an insurance policy. Back her with tens of millions of Democrat dollars to ensure this happens. Okay, so calculated or not, this is clearly happening. The DeSantis people are onto something here. This is actually where Trump might be encouraging this outcome because he really likes beating up on DeSantis more than anyone else. And he's caused the base to hate DeSantis. But actually, DeSantis is a million times better than Nikki Haley, guys. Let's just be clear. DeSantis is an actual conservative. This is not his time, but DeSantis is a million times better than Nikki Haley. Do not fall for the Nikki Haley op, okay? If something, God forbid, were to happen for Trump, whatever it might be, Ron DeSantis would be infinitesimally better than Nimarata, Uniparty, open borders, invade the world, invite the world, green cards for everybody, Nikki Haley. Now, this tweet leaves out the very real chance that Trump might be pushed into picking Nikki Haley as vice president. This is why I love this tweet here and where the DeSantis people are going, because it's kind of, it's a buffet line of all these different wrinkles that I don't think we've addressed. I want to get everyone's attention here. You guys are amazing. We have to send a clear and convincing message. I know this might sound crazy. We have to make sure that Trump is not manipulated by people around him into picking Nimarata Haley as vice president. This is something I heard from some donors over the weekend. It is something. They said, well, we would win all these women and look how great of a ticket. Do not fall for that, everybody. We have to preempt that. Harsh, like very aggressively. Kristi Noem would be fine. Nikki Haley, no way. That is DOA, dead on arrival. So we're going to keep on going in a second here on this. This is how the DeSantis people are explaining it. They think this whole thing is a trap, that we are walking into a trap by nominating Trump. Now, whether or not that, I don't think that's true, but there are some serious threats that I don't think we have isolated and articulated when we still have time to address them. Christmas is here, everybody, and that means that you might have to be moving boxes or just it's tough, a lot of stress, and that means inflammation increases. And that means pain also might increase alongside of it. Relief Factor, though, is here to help. It's a daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. It's 100% drug-free, and Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. Relief Factor uses a unique and proven formula of natural ingredients like turmeric and many others to help you get out of pain, to reduce or eliminate the everyday aches and pains you're experiencing. So whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, Relief Factor can help you feel better. Unlike pills that simply mask your pain for a short time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation, so you feel better all day, every day. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor Quick Start, and nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. Relief Factor isn't simply about feeling better. It's about living better, living the life you want, doing the activities you love. So see how Relief Factor can help you with their 3-week quick start, feel back, or your money back guarantee. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com, or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Slay that inflammation. Go to relieffactor.com. In March, this is where we really, this is where this tweet starts to get important. Start the first major Trump trial after Super Tuesday. Well, actually, the Jack Smith DC trial begins the day before Super Tuesday. What is the date of Super Tuesday, Blake? Can you send that in, please? Let's just take a pause here. And this is where we're going to be dedicating a lot of time next week. A lot of time. March 5th is Super Tuesday. So we are about 75 days out from Donald Trump in a federal trial in the midst of an election. This is pure tyranny. I had somebody recently ask me, well, Charlie, what's the evidence that communism and totalitarianism has come to the country? Never in American history has a former president, someone who is, by the way, the one downside of the polls for the regime is the polls show that Donald Trump is beating Biden. Again, I don't necessarily believe the margin. And then you're going to try to lock him up in federal prison. The very government that Trump is trying to challenge is then trying to put him in a jail cell. We do not live in a free country, everybody, at all. Now, the DeSantis people are saying, well, it's an op, that they're indicting him and doing this to try to strengthen his Republican primary support. And then when the time comes, they're going to drop the boom. Now, this is important. We got to think about this. Nominating contest will have been held to cement Trump as the nominee. And now we're trapped, Tara Saravitis says. May and June, now lower the boom. Convict Trump for the first time ahead of the Republican nominating convention in July, knowing a vicious floor fight will break out. The internals of Democrat polls have been telling us for months that the Republican Party will fracture if Trump is convicted, with 50% wanting Trump to stay on the ballot despite conviction and 50% wanting to dump him. Okay, I think this largely overstates things. However, because at the convention, look, it's going to be mostly MAGA diehards. I'm not worried about it. But there is some truth that if we are surprised or shocked or without a plan, when 12 DC jurors come back with a guilty verdict of Donald Trump, if we are caught flat-footed, If we do not have a war room and messaging and moves and counter moves, then we are not serious enough to be in the business of politics. If we do not have a game plan, I am pulling the fire alarm, and this is right ahead of America Fest, and I'm going to be pulling smart people aside. I mean, pulling Glenn Beck and Bannon and Jack Posobiec, and we got to figure this out. There is no plan. This is not a TV show. This is real life. And Tara, to her credit, this tweet is provocative enough where it gets your attention. It like rings the bell when Dr. James Lindsay sent this to me. And one of the suggestions I have is you have to give the American people the expectation that you will be convicted. This is something the Trump team probably doesn't want to do. But Trump basically has to come out and say, I'm basically already convicted because it's a rigged jury. I'm going to do my best to fight it, but these people want me in a prison cell. You cannot allow that, because here's what they're going to do. They're going to try to reset the entire race as soon as Donald Trump is a quote-unquote convicted felon. Now, there is a wrinkle here of the U.S. Supreme Court. The timing is a major issue. By the way, we're not even talking about Fulton County. Fulton County, I think, starts in January or February. All this timing is also, they got the documents case, you got the January 6th one, and Tara doesn't even talk about this, and the DeSantis people aren't even talking about it. But there needs to be, and this is why we're going to be spending so much time on this next week, and I feel this has been completely, this has been a a very obvious sequence of events that has not been mapped out. So I have a serious question. If and when Donald Trump is a convicted felon, how are Republican primary voters going to figure that out? Is this the sort of thing that we need a game plan in a long weekend? We get lawyers in. What is your legal plan? What is your PR plan? What is the messaging plan? What is the grassroots plan? And then we need to get ahead of it. Because this is the uncomfortable truth, everybody. And we're going to keep reading this because it gets even richer and juicier that by Memorial Day, Donald Trump is going to be a convicted felon running for the presidency. There's almost no escaping that. You do not live in a free country. They have a rigged jury in a rigged setting with that maniac Jack Smith. So we have one of two choices. Well, we don't nominate Trump. That's not going to happen. We're going to nominate him, and we should, as a F you and a middle finger to the fact they're doing this to him. Okay, so we know that. Are we just going to act like, oh, it doesn't exist, it doesn't matter? No, it actually really does matter. And some people are going to be worried about it. So what are we going to do? You can't handle the truth. The truth is the clowns running this place live for chaos. Many of our problems could be solved overnight, but they let them be, and destruction fuels them. If you can handle the truth and you know that you're 9 meals away from anarchy, you need to visit MyPatriotSupply.com. You get $60 off a much-needed 4-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. This is the country's largest preparedness company, and My Patriot Supply is your fighting chance at survival. Sealed inside rugged packaging, these delicious meals last up to 25 years and provide over 2,000 calories daily. Eat right in emergencies with this 4-week food kit from My Patriot Supply. At this low price, you can get one for everyone in your family. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Order by 3 p.m. for free same-day shipping. Prepare right now at MyPatriotSupply.com before total chaos ensures. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Okay, I want to continue here. And we're getting tons of emails. I love hearing from you. Freedom@CharlieKirk.com. Some of you say, Charlie, don't fall for the trap. Well, hold on. What do you mean? Some people are saying, Charlie, don't fall for the trap. You know, if you don't talk about the indictments, they won't matter. I couldn't disagree more. Just understand, it very well might be that Trump is not allowed to campaign in August, that he might be on house arrest. Have we thought that through? Now, other people, just to be clear, they're saying, you know, Charlie, isn't this a reason not to nominate Trump? No, no, no. It's the opposite. As Tucker Carlson beautifully said, he said, the moment that you indict the opposition leader, I'm all in. And I agree with Tucker 100% out of principle. You do not have a civilization if the government and the power, the incumbent power source, can throw the opposition leader, who just happens to also be a former president, in prison over stupid stuff, made up stuff. You no longer have civilization. You no longer have a free society. It's never happened in American history. And the fact that the elites are putting up with this and they're kind of turning a blind eye, out of principle, you must go all in on Trump. Out of principle. And then there's obviously the other things that he was a great president. He brings out a lot of different voters, all that stuff. But the whole argument begins and ends with me, which is you can't do that. That's not America. You can't. I don't care if you don't like him, beat him at the ballot box. The whole Jack Smith, Fannie Willis, Alvin Bragg thing is so reprehensible. It's so repulsive. Now, according to Tara, she says it's a trap. I think it's a little bit, this is basically bitter, sore losing on behalf of Tara, is what this is. She continues by saying, the Republican voters, the Republicans and their voters are torn right down the middle. Enraged Trump supporters now vowing not to support any replacement, even if Trump is in prison on Election Day, and the other half of the party voters panicking about not replacing Trump on the ballot and desperately seeking another alternative. Now, it is clear why Democrats spent millions on Nikki Haley and weren't targeted at Trump. The Democrats' preferred choice for nominee, but at eliminating DeSantis and putting Haley in the number two position. Now, this does leave out the debate over whether Trump is literally disqualified. This could be rushed through the Supreme Court next summer. So he will probably be convicted by Memorial Day. That needs to be stated publicly, and you guys need to be ready for that. We need to be braced for impact. We need to not be taken by surprise. Currently, I do not hear anybody talking like this. And if you have, let me know. Have you heard a major show say, hey, guys, get ready. By June 1st, our nominee is going to be a convicted felon. Now, that doesn't mean anything for me. That makes me like him more, the fact the regime is going to throw that after him. So what's the plan? Well, we'll get to that. There is no plan. Now, Tara goes a step further. Now, for the final step, Democrats replace Biden as their nominee with a much more popular Democrat who was unveiled to a great mainstream media acclaim at their August convention. Now, this is not a new theory, but it gets interesting. And I don't know if this is the plan, which is you crater Trump, you indict him, you mess up Republican unity. At the very least, you create fractions, right? You get some of these Republican donors to get on TV and say, we now need Nikki. This is why I gave money for Nikki. And then the Democrats see that we are totally a mess. And the Democrats then replace Joe Biden at their convention or after their convention. If Biden is replaced, the press will go insanely positive for the replacement, whoever that is. That's just how they are. And there will be a sigh of relief from David Ignatius at the Washington Post and David Axelrod, who have been quietly and at times loudly and publicly pushing for Joe Biden to drop out of the race. All the soft support and never Trumpers will make their final stand this summer. This summer, under normal circumstances, is a time for unity, to bring the tribes together, to unite behind the nominee. They're going to use the convictions as a call for Republican civil war. They're going to say, quote, we can't defend a convicted criminal. They're going to redo the primary outside of voters after the conviction and make us act as if we're super surprised by it. This is one of the reasons why the media is downplaying some of this lawfare right now. You don't see like Trump timeline. You're going to see a couple pieces, but they're almost keeping it in the shadows. They overemphasize the mugshot, overemphasize this, and now it's just kind of a behind the scenes thing. If you ask a normal Republican primary voter, hey, do you think Trump will be convicted, a felon, by Election Day? I would say most would say no. They haven't really thought through that. And Trump needs to start to lean into this. He's got to play offense with this. I know this is something he doesn't want to do because I think he thinks he can win at trial. He's completely innocent. This is fake stuff. This is Soviet show trial, Arthur Kessler, darkness at noon, guilty and proven innocent. It's sick. So the never Trumpers, the soft moderates, the Russell Moores, the Lincoln Project, all of these people will then create another massive psychological warfare campaign in June if and when he becomes a convicted felon. And then the base is going to say, wait a second, we're going to support Trump no matter what, which we should. And the convention coming in July will not be a nominating convention. I'm not that worried about a floor fight. The delegates are going to hold strong for Trump, but it will be a PR fight. And instead, here's what all the coverage will be. They say, instead of, you know, reporting live from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, this looming over this entire convention is convicted felon Donald Trump, who plans to receive the Republican nomination tonight. He also stands to have 9 more counts, and he faces 100 years in prison. That might not move you, but it will spook white, college-educated, suburban voters. I'm telling you, it will. So we got to figure that out. White, college-educated, suburban voters, they don't want to vote for someone that might be considered a little damaged. They like to feel good about their vote. They want someone clean and presidential. They care about dignity of the office. It's embarrassing for them to have to tell their friends, to have to say, you know, yeah, I voted for the convicted felon. And it's not as if there hasn't been a deluge of other reasons for them to be told not to support Trump. Oh, that he tweets mean things and all this stuff and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So then what is the plan? Here's what I recommend. And again, I am open to recommendations. But what I think is a mistake, and there's some emails like this that I'm getting, for those that say, Charlie, you're overthinking it. We just have to bulldoze through. Honestly, guys, enough of that. Okay? That's silly. I understand the instinct. We have to start to game this out, everybody. And I think I'm in a unique position to game this out because I'm 100% on Team Trump. And I'm also deathly afraid that we're going to be having ambush campaign after ambush campaign and calls for resignation and potential floor fights and all this sort of stuff. Okay. Number one, Donald Trump has to choose a vice presidential candidate who can unite the base, who can calm the anxieties of upper middle class, white, college educated voters, win over new voters, win over young voters, and do better with women. There is only one person, and it is Tucker Carlson, period. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't care if Tucker doesn't want it. Tucker's the last WASP, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. He believes in duty. He believes in, if he was told to do it, he would do it. Because Tucker is an honorable person who would look at it as like being drafted into war. Okay? It's a code of ethics that Tucker has, and I think the world of Tucker. I'm honored to call him a friend. He is without a doubt one of the most honest and transparent and sweet and kind and compassionate people I've ever had a chance to deal with, both in public life and private life. And if Tucker was asked by a former president to do it, he might not want to do it, but he would look at it as a chance to fulfill his duty to the country. Okay? So I don't want to hear this, oh, Charlie, he doesn't want to do it, whatever. But the core values that animate Tucker Carlson is, yes, sir, I will do it for the country. Okay. And in addition to that, Tucker could hold a rally. I could say this. We have Tucker coming this Saturday, amfest.com. I know how Tucker can get people into a stadium. I know. If anyone knows, I know. The moment you announce Tucker, boom, tickets go up. Packed house. People want to meet him. All different backgrounds, black, Hispanic, and all that. Tucker does not overshadow Trump. He compliments him. Tucker's the only man who can get even 80% of Trump's rally energy. This is not a normal vice presidential selection. This is not, oh, well, you know, we need Tim Scott because he can win over black voters. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Tucker Carlson would win over more black voters than Tim Scott. I said it before, and I'll say it again. Tucker would win more blacks than Tim Scott. It's just the way it is. Tucker is the one who makes Trumpism feel like a movement that will outlive Trump. And it also, the media, I think, almost hates Tucker more than they hate Trump. Almost. And so they're going to have to then bifurcate their attacks. It democratizes the movement where then you have all of a sudden this new life. And. Tucker is of a different generation. Tucker is the revenge of Gen X, which is Elon, which is Ackman, which is Rowan, which is all these guys that aren't boomers that want a voice in government. And that Gen X can and will decide the 2024 election. They've been overshadowed by boomers their entire life, and they're angry and they're mad, and Tucker knows how to communicate to them. Okay, there's a lot more about this, everybody, but we have to just say pause, time out. What are we headed into in 2024? If we think about it, moves and counter moves, we can survive and win. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever and just in time for Christmas. For a limited time, get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for just $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in variety of sizes and colors and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening now. They're extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2024, making them the perfect gift for your friends and your family and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 1-800-875-0425 and you get huge discounts. Get big discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Sheets for as low as $29.98, and get all your shopping done now while quantities last. It's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. So it continues by saying this. In polling, Democrat candidates surge and the polls begin to show the House and the Senate tilting the Democrats by big margins. Or the GOP succeeded in removing Trump as the nominee, enraging half the party's voters who now refuse to coalesce around the new Republican nominee. Some even refuse to vote at all or to write Trump's name in instead. The Republican Party is fractured either way, no longer voting as a bloc, independents bolt towards Democrats. So the question is, if Trump is convicted, which is almost a certainty, will his support erode? Well, Reuters has this poll. About half of Republicans could spurn Trump if he's convicted. About half of Republicans would not vote for Donald Trump if he were convicted of a felony, a sign of severe risks his legal problems pose for his 2024 presidential bid. He has separately been charged in two other criminal cases, one in a New York state court, which revolves around a hush money payment. Okay, whatever. Asked if they would vote for Trump if he were currently serving prison time, 52% of Republicans said they would not, compared to 28% who said they would. Have we properly prepped our base and properly prepped our audience if Donald Trump is on house arrest this September? All the traditional rules are out the window. People say, oh, they wouldn't do that to a candidate. No, they will do it for a candidate. They will. Are you prepared to say, what is the plan? What is the strategy? And I have some ideas in September or October for when Donald Trump is in leg irons at Mar-a-Lago, can't campaign. They're not just ready to interfere with the election. They are ready to dominate the election. They are not going to allow this movement uninterrupted to continue to gain steam, to gain prominence, to gain momentum. So we have to have a specific type of strategy. And again, the response for Tucker as vice president is overwhelming. Email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. But it's even beyond that. It's legal. It's messaging. It's how to counter this. And I have several separate recommendations on this. But I still am afraid and worried that we are looking at this as a traditional campaign. 2020, we fell for the trick. Going into the year 2020, oh, it's going to end up normalizing and mass mail-in ballots and ballot chasing and all that stuff ended up heavily and significantly impacting the 2020 election. They're still going to have a lot of that because Republicans haven't reformed our voting laws. And so then what? Well, this one is lawfare. Have we gamed this out, move one, move two, on the chessboard of what the regime has cooking? They want, if they pull Biden in August, they'll try to reset the entire campaign. People will breathe a sigh of relief. Oh, finally, we have this fresh face and fresh name. Are they trying to ride out Joe Biden so that we can't run negative ads against whoever that candidate is? It takes a lot of time, at least 90 days, for negative type messaging to penetrate and to stick. At least 90 days. So if they do it in August, and they pull Biden, and meanwhile, we're going to have an intentional sabotage campaign within the Republican Party. So a couple action items. We're going to game this out next week. Need a very strong vice presidential candidate. We need to prep our base as if he's already a convicted felon, because that's where they're going. We need to start to message independents and use this to our advantage. We need to ensure somehow that Donald Trump can continue to keep campaigning through some sort of legal strategy, sentencing delays, and not having gag orders interfere with it. Finally, we need to try to be prepared for a Democrat bait and switch in August where they remove Joe Biden and put another candidate in at the last minute, have their insane machinery boosting the narrative and the messaging. Meanwhile, our candidate's in house arrest. In 2020, we were caught flat-footed, and I was called a conspiracy theorist because I thought these mail-in ballots might impact stuff. For those of you in the audience that might say, oh, I don't like thinking about this stuff. Let's just kind of, somebody said, oh, Charlie's anointed, you know, Trump is anointed by God. Stop overthinking it. I think that's a mistake. This is obvious. There's obviously a planet at foot here, and we need to be prepared for it, anticipate it, counter it, and overcome it, and use the enemy's momentum and energy and inertia against them. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Ah, ho, ho, ho.
Hey, what's wrong, Santa?
Well, it's these elves. The new ones all feel entitled. They don't want to work their way up the ladder. In fact, they hardly want to work at all. Then there's those social justice elves. They keep pointing out everyone's differences, dividing the elves and getting them all riled up. And don't get me started about the reindeer rights elves. The shop floor just isn't the happy little place it used to be.
We should have used Red Balloon.
That's right, Santa. RedBalloon.work is America's woke-free job board. Every day, we help good companies find reliable, motivated job seekers without all the woke nonsense. And our new Red Balloon recruiter service is turning traditional corporate recruiting on its head, delivering high-quality employees for a fraction of the price. Give yourself a Christmas gift and post your jobs on RedBalloon.work today. And use promo code SALEM to get 10% off your first month's job posting, because life's too short for a bad hire.